This is the Padua Podcast Network.
When it's cold, that doesn't stop us, you know? Persistence is the difference between success and failure. Running Fever, episode 123, 5 easy ways to burn calories. Hey, welcome to the show, Michael Davis. I love my life so much that I want to make it last as long as possible. I love my life today. I really do. It's a beautiful day at Lake Fayetteville. And the word of the day is chilly. It's cold. I mean, and I don't know exactly how cold it is because on the way over here, my car sits in the garage. I don't know if you're one of those people who doesn't have a garage or your garage is full of stuff. I like to keep my cars in a garage. Howdy. Hello. On the way over here to the new stomping grounds, the near Botanical Gardens trailhead where I started today, the temperature in the car kept dropping. You know, it started at 50 and 49, 40, you know, I pulled in the parking lot, it's already down to 44. So it's definitely in the 40s, and with the wind chill, definitely feels like sub 40. I don't know. I get out in the sun here, on and off. The sun feels really good and quite a bit warmer than it is in the shade. But it's cold. That doesn't stop us, you know? Persistence is the difference between success and failure. So we're persisting out here, trying to succeed at loving our lives. I'm going the wrong way. I started out going the wrong way. Well, it's a different way. You know, you get in a habit of doing things a certain way, and I always seem to go in that direction, which, if you're a bird in the sky, is counterclockwise. Around the lake. If you're a fish looking up, it's clockwise. I don't know any other way to really describe it. Today I'm going the other way. The other rotational direction. So it's a little different, but that's okay. Feeling like I need to have a little difference in my life today. Something a little off of the regular routine. 5 easy ways to burn calories. You know, it's just Biggest Loser contest at work is starting up, you know, and I'm kind of the reigning champion, although I have retired. Retired as champion last year, and I'm not coming back. I've moved on to better things. But the same people are usually in it every year because they gain the weight back and then they have to lose it, right? So some people are just asking me, oh, how did you lose so much weight in like 90 days?
Went and had the beach.
Yeah.
So I'm giving out tips here and there, and even did a video of me to kind of, this is kind of a different program, not really the Biggest Loser related, but it's going to be a future episode coming up pretty soon, which we'll be able to see that and hear what I had to say. It wouldn't be anything new to regular listeners because you know all the concepts that I use. to live a healthier life today. But it was nice to have that, and the whole my whole department at work got to see that, and maybe some other people, I don't know. People asking me for advice, and I'm giving up little, pieces of advice, things that I've learned in this process. And of course, everybody wants to know how you lose weight fast. That's the what I want to do, and it's all they're concerned about. And it's hard to convince people of something different, really. Maybe especially younger people, you know, they just, when you're young, everything's so immediate. You don't understand that it's a long game, you know, and I'm still young, so I have problems with that too. But anyway, it's all relative. Age is a relative thing. So one of the things that I like to tell people about is little changes, things that you can just integrate into your day and change the way that you do something slightly. And these little things add up over time, you know. We are built to not have easy access to as much energy as we do right now and to be very active. And so there are ways we can, in this modern world, still I was wondering if he was on his own or if he had company. So, yeah, little changes you can make, and those little changes add up over time. Again, the long haul is what we're talking about here. The long haul. Our entire lives, we want to be active and leading a better life for as long as possible. You know, it's not just about living as long as I possibly can, but living, having a quality of life. Having the best quality of life that I can. So here are some of the things that I came up with, and I'll share them with you now. Number one, park farther away when you go to work, to church, to a store, to your apartment, wherever you go. You know, we're a society that's built on the automobile ever since. Well, over 100 years, when President Eisenhower returned from Germany, he decided to build the interstate system modeled after the German Autobahn. But we drive everywhere we go, and it's made the world a little smaller, but it also means that you don't have to walk to the local store. We're driving a few miles to the nearest Walmart or whatever your local grocery store is. And all the other things we do. You know, a lot of these big churches are out on the highway somewhere, you know, not even close to the town where they serve. So, do that. I mean, honestly, this is one thing I don't usually do a very good job of because, I don't know, I just guess I'm more concerned about time. It's not really that much more time. It really isn't. Just park a little farther away and walk that distance. In a lot of ways, you know, you can track this. This is very measurable. By using a pedometer. You may have a pedometer app on your phone. Or like me, as you know, I have a fitness watch around my wrist that's tied to an app on my phone, but the actual measurement comes from the watch. That accelerometer inside can measure how many steps I've taken. And so you can measure, you can say, okay, I'm shooting for this many thousand steps a day. And by making these little changes, without taking a 5.5 mile walk like I'm doing today, you can still get that number up. So park farther away. Number two, cook your own meals. One of the things I found out from the Blue Zone Solution, which, by the way, full official book review coming in the next few episodes. One of the things I learned from that book was that you can cook your own meals and burn 300 calories that way. Now, this walk, you know, takes me a couple hours. It's very windy today. Feeling that wind chill factor. Still got some sun, but that'll be going away. You know, I walk this trail and I may burn only 500-600 calories doing this. I was on the elliptical today, this morning, and it said I was on a 500 calorie pace, roughly, per hour on that. So there you go, just cooking your meal. You don't have to go to the gym and do that, you know, for 40 minutes. 40 minutes on the elliptical versus, you know, making a meal, which is something that I might have to do anyway. But don't do takeout or anything like that. It also allows you to choose better foods and eat better foods. Number three, use fewer labor-saving devices. Use laborious devices. You know, talking the other day about the Jetsons, you know, who, you know, remembers the Jetsons. And, you know, are we going to that? You know, is that the future, Jetsons? You know, it was a cartoon back in, I guess the 60s, 70s, I don't know. I was definitely there when I grew up. And it's one of those Hanna-Barbera cartoons. And George Jetson was a futuristic guy, lived on this house up in the sky. And he had a treadmill where he walked his dog, and he had a robot maid. And so, I mean, robots are all over the place now. I mean, it's a reality. They're getting smarter and more capable of doing things that previously had to be done by a human. Wind is just ridiculous right now. Hope nobody's flying those little Cessnas today over at the airport nearby, because it would be dangerous. I don't know what the wind speed is, but it's got to be up there in these gusts. Pretty good pace going, mainly because I'm so cold. I just really want to warm up by moving myself. So don't use a robot to do your work. And I'm, you know, when speaking of the kitchen, use a spoon instead of a mixer. Wash dishes by hand. Chop stuff instead of using a food processor. Use a manual can opener. Use a push lawnmower instead of a riding one. I actually have one of those power mowers that you walk behind. You know, which is better than... Oh, I am looking at two deer that are less than 10 yards away from me. So, no hunting in the park, I'm sure. So they have, they're not afraid. Not afraid of a guy in a green hoodie. I mean, you know, people in hoodie are evil, right? I mean, they're the hoodlums, the criminals. So hoodies should be feared, but not by deer. Yeah, so I use one of the walk behind mowers. Now, that is, which I mean, I can push it without using the drive. It's much harder than pushing a regular push mower because you're moving the motor as well. But I don't. I use the drive most of the time. And that is better than a riding mower because at least I'm up and walking, right? So I'm walking around the yard instead of riding around the yard. So I burn more calories that way. But you'd probably burn even more. I'd burn even more if I had a regular push mower. But this is the one I have, so that's what I used. Number four, if you sit at work, set an alarm of some kind, and you know, every hour or so, get up and walk around. My fitness watch is good about every 50 minutes. It will say, time to get up and walk around. You've been idle for too long. You need to get up and walk around. And it will suggest torso twist. You know, stand up and stretch a little bit, which I'm sure is better for me than just sitting. But, you know, somebody at work, I was talking to him about fitness, you know, and we started chatting. I started asking him some questions. I'm like, have you gotten up from your desk since you sat down here 2 hours ago? And he said, no. I said, well, get up and walk around. That's, you know, that's part of how you lose weight, you know. So that's another thing that I do. And yeah, I remember that came out in the video too, that I walk around and people see me walking around. You know, make a couple laps around your building, whatever is convenient for you. But just get up and move intentionally, you know. It's easy to get wrapped up in your work. So that's why I say, setting an alarm or get one of these watches that has it kind of built in. And this is where, you know, counting your steps can help out. You know, if you've been, you know, if you have a job that requires you to go from building to building or whatever, and you've already got several thousand steps in, well, maybe you don't need to get up as often. Or if you're planning a 5-point screw five walk later in the day. But that can help you. I usually kind of look when I get up for my first walk or two and check and see. And I like to have about 3,000 steps mid-morning or so, and hopefully 5,000 or 6,000 by the time I leave work. Because I don't know if I'm going to, you know, I don't do this every day, walking around, so try to get most of it during the day. And when I go to the gym, I do, you know, I have to walk into the gym and out of the gym and around the gym. So those are the days that I usually am able to get, you know, at least 1,000 steps before I even get to work. And then, so by mid-morning, I should have over 3,000 steps. Now, there are other things you have to do at work. You have to go to the bathroom. You may have to go get some coffee or you know, go to the break room, heat up your lunch, whatever you're doing. Take the long way. Don't just go straight there, you know. Go the complete other way around, you know. If you circle around somewhere and, you know, just go do what you have to do. You don't need to make a lot of laps, but just take the longer way to get there. So, I mean, those are the big five I wanted to kind of introduce today. And I do think they're easy. I think they're little steps, little changes you can make to your routine that may make quite a difference in terms of hundreds of calories. And that's what you want to do. You want to stay active and keep that metabolism going. Or weight control, so you can eat lots of good stuff that you need. But there are many more than these five. And once you'll start looking and just kind of trying to find ways to get more activity in your life, you'll see how many there are, lots of them. In an earlier episode, I talked about Walmart pickup, and I told you I decided not to do that anymore, even though it was very convenient. And I made that decision so I could be more active. By going to the store, walking around the store to buy my groceries. And I think that was a good choice. It's one of those things that I'm just used to doing. If I go with the more convenient way, I may save time, certainly save energy, but it's not the kind of energy I'm wanting to save. So, you know, I see a lot of people that stand up, they get a stand-up desk at work, so they can actually work standing up. It's a little thing, but that burns 10 calories more per hour than sitting. Chewing gum burns 10 calories per hour. We like to chew gum, but I mean, these are tiny little things. But, you know, everything adds up. Everything adds up. So go shopping at your local store instead of ordering online. And maybe take some of these other tips that I think are really easy. I really do. The easy ways to increase your activity. Well, I hope you enjoyed that and find some benefit in it. And it can live a longer and more active, enjoyable life. So, if you got the fever, keep it. If you don't, get it. And then we'll talk to you next time on Running the Fever.